Now, why am I taking your time to show you analogies that don't work? For this very important reason, to get your minds into the swing of thinking about music in the same way you think about language. These failed attempts I've been showing are not in vain. And curiously enough, the best thing about this particular attempt is the equation that seems offhand to be the weakest, namely movement equals sentence, which seems at first like total confusion. Try, for instance, to think of the whole first movement of that Mozart symphony as one sentence. And yet, there is truth in it. I believe it's no accident that the German word Satz means both sentence and symphonic movement. That's a very curious fact, think about it. But the fact is that there are no sentences in music as there are in prose, since most continuous pieces of music do not reach a full stop until they end. And if we define a full stop in tonal music anyway as a full cadence, and take that to be the equivalent of a period at the end of a prose sentence, then we can find dozens of those in the course of a movement such as Mozart. But in every case, that cadence coincides with the beginning of the next episode, or sentence, so to speak. So in other words, there is no pause for the period such as I make now to end this sentence. Period. Pause. Next sentence. It is in the nature of music to be ongoing, so that as we approach a full cadence in Mozart, we seem to be arriving at the end of a sentence, but no, on it goes. No period, and the cadence turns out to be the beginning of a new section. Now, I'm afraid it's dead duck time again. It's as if all music were made up of relative clauses, all interdependently linked by conjunctions and relative pronouns. And so it seems that the closest we can get to a prose sentence in music is an entire movement.